Well, it is the first Wednesday of the month. That means it's our COVID-19 update from officials from Baxter Regional Medical Center. Joining us this morning, President and CEO Ron Peterson, Infection Preventionist Stephanie Free, and Director of Marketing Tobias Pugsley. And Ron, well, I'll let you start with those latest numbers this morning.
Hi, thank you, Brad. Those numbers are trending up, unfortunately. We've seen across the state now a total of 528,838 cases. We have 5,699 active cases. That's up significantly from the last time we were on the radio and just up 1,000 from a day or two ago. So that's definitely climbing. Hospitalizations due to COVID are at 409 across the state. 173 of those are in ICUs and 73 of those are on ventilators. We have seen across the state of Arkansas 8,667 deaths due to COVID. In Baxter County, we have a total of 6,143 cases. We currently have 75 active cases. That's actually down from the previous week, I guess I should say. And we've seen 188 deaths. One of the numbers that have definitely trended up, though, Brad, is if you look at Baxter County and the contiguous five counties in Arkansas to Baxter, there's 317 active cases, and that number is definitely up from the last time we reported and definitely up from the last few days. If you look at a system, Baxter Regional Health System, we have tested a total of 37,205 individuals. We found 3,824 positives. We have admitted 992 individuals to the hospital due to COVID. We currently have 17 inpatients. 7 of those are in ICU. 3 of those are on ventilators. We've had about 550 employees that have tested positive for COVID throughout the total period. We currently have 6 active employees. Of course, they are at home and in isolation. We have, on the vaccine front, the state has seen 1,443,498 individuals fully immunized, which is about 51%. I think it's 50.8% to be exact. Baxter County is at 43.4%, and Baxter Regional Medical Center has distributed 25,219 doses of vaccine.
Well, Ron, this week the Eastern District Court of Missouri issued a preliminary injunction for the CMS COVID-19 vaccination mandate for healthcare workers. How does this impact Baxter Regional?
You know, with this preliminary injunction being issued, we, Baxter Regional, we've temporarily placed a hold on our COVID-19 vaccine mandate. We had an event scheduled to offer vaccines to employees today, actually, and we canceled that. However, individuals, employees, can get their vaccination through our employee health. Just call for an appointment for that. Also, we're going to continue to monitor the situation because we know it can change at any time, and we want to make sure that our employees are informed and that they can make their own informed decision.
Very good. Stephanie, what can you tell us about this COVID-19 Omicron variant, and should listeners be concerned?
Yeah, on November 9th, a COVID specimen was taken from an infected patient in Botswana. An analysis quickly revealed this specimen to be a new variant. So then scientists in South Africa rapidly tracked the emerging variant to a number of local provinces. And then on November 26th, the World Health Organization classified this new variant as a highly transmissible variant of concern and named it Omicron. Though its actual risks are not yet understood, there's still a lot to learn about it. Early evidence does suggest that it does pose an increased risk that people who have already had COVID-19 could catch it again, but it could take weeks to know if current vaccines are less effective against it. No cases of this variant have been identified in the U.S. to date, and as of yesterday afternoon, 226 cases had been found in 20 countries, including Canada. And we are continuing to send certain specimens that meet criteria according to the Arkansas Department of Health. We are sending those to them to be tested for these variant strains.
Stephanie, let's talk about who is eligible at this point for COVID-19 vaccines and boosters.
Yeah, so now anyone aged 18 years and older is now eligible to get a COVID booster vaccine. And now you can actually choose which COVID-19 vaccine you receive as a booster shot. So some people may prefer the vaccine type that they originally received, and others may prefer to get a different booster. So the CDC's recommendations now allow for this type of mix and match dosing for booster shots. So if you received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, you are now eligible to get your booster if it's been at least 2 months following your primary vaccine. And if you received the Moderna or Pfizer vaccine, then you are eligible to get your booster shot at least 6 months after your primary vaccination series.
Okay. Tobias, can you tell us about Baxter Regional's new COVID-19 support group and what other sources are available for those dealing with COVID?
Absolutely. So we have started over here the new COVID grief support group, and this is for family members and friends who have lost loved ones during COVID, and for those COVID patients that have had endured lifestyle changes due to contracting COVID-19. And so, you know, we're really concerned about, you know, the mental health of folks and being able to cope with some of that. We knew it was a difficult time. Tomorrow, Thursday, December 2nd, from 3:30 to 4:30 p.m. at the Muruck Family Education Center on Aging, we'll conduct the COVID grief support group. So you can show up to that. There will be socially distanced seating available, and a mask will be required. And if people want more information, they can go to www.baxterregional.org. We also still have the resource COVID-19 resource line open. And, again, that's the one call to get to all things COVID-related. If you need to schedule a vaccine, if you need to schedule an infusion with a physician's order, if you need a COVID-19 test, or if you need to speak to somebody in our COVID-19 hotline, you can do that simply by calling one number. It's 870-508-7001.
Okay. Ron, anything else we need to mention this morning?
You know, Brad, I think a couple things. One, first of all, when you hear that there's only 75 active cases in the county, you have to realize that there's a lot of home tests now available, and so people don't necessarily go to a place that it gets reported, which we understand and don't have a problem with, but I think that number is really lower now than what it would have been a few months ago because of the ease of getting home tests. And so just remember that COVID is out there. You know, it's been with us for almost 2 years now, and it's so easy. I know I caught myself this weekend a few times in a store without a mask on, and it's just so easy to forget. But the best way we can get control of this, best way we can prevent it, best way you can prevent it from getting it is to wash your hands, wear a mask, watch your distance, and, of course, get that vaccine.
Very good. Guys, great information as always. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Brad. Appreciate it.
All right, Ron Peterson, Stephanie Free, Tobias Pugsley this morning from Baxter Regional Medical Center.